Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Our story today is from April Fool, 1915. It's called Charlie Didn't Want a Bath. People have been known to abhor the thought of taking a bath, but it is seldom that anyone resents it as vigorously as Charlie Clark did last Friday. It happened down near the old Belle of Chelan boat on the lakeshore, and it was just like this. Arthur Campbell, Doc Harvey, Phineas Kemp, and Charlie were loading an engine onto the old boat when Doc thought it would be a good idea to splash water on Arthur and proceeded to carry out the plan. Arthur resented this playful plan by attempting to throw Doc into the lake. While the two were debating the question by means of a physical encounter, Phineas settled the matter by shoving both of them into the water up to their necks. Arthur and Doc then forgot their mutual animosities and joined forces in an attempt to immerse the grinning and elated Phineas. The latter stood pat, and after the three of them had swayed back and forth upon the dock for a few minutes, down they went into the water. With their heads protruding above the surface, that is, Phineas and Arthur's, little Doc was out of sight, they espied Charlie upon the bank, letting his feelings get the best of his good judgment, and by common consent all three bathers struck out for the shore, intent upon bathing the gleeful Charles. Just about that time Charlie began to move. He scented cold water, and the way he put distance between the lake and himself was miraculous. His feet didn't hit anything but spots, and his coat tails stuck out so straight behind him that a very respectable game of pinochle could have been played upon them. That is, provided anyone could have kept up with him. His pursuers couldn't. He went so fast that his nose was going up Emerson Street before his heels had left the Chelan Hotel. He didn't want a bath, he would not take a bath, and there weren't two ways about it. However, the trio are still upon Charlie's track, and if he can be snared in any way, the truth that cleanliness is next to godliness will be impressed upon Charlie in a way that will do him no end of good. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.